Let us pray. God, we thank you. God, we can't thank you enough for simply loving us despite us. So this day we stand, God, and say, make it clear your will for us. Today, God, we want to come and say, today, we want to be in your will. So make it clear to us. God, we thank you that you love us so much that we fall short. When we fall short of your glory, you forgive us, God. So we thank you for that, God. So, God, we pray now, Lord, that you already know the needs of your people, that you would begin to shift some things right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to move, God, and heal and deliver right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, even begin to make a way, God, because you are the way maker, God. So we've gathered one more time, Lord Jesus, to hear from you. Holy Spirit, sweep through here, Lord, and do something new and fresh, something we've never seen before, Lord God. Have your way in this place. Now, God, if there be anything in me that's not pleasing to thee, rip it away right now in the name of Jesus, that I will hear clearly from you. And, God, if you give it to me, I will stand here boldly and declare before your people. Because I said yes, Lord, so many years ago, God. And I stand here saying, have your way, Holy Spirit, in me this day. God, let your power, your anointing, your glory be felt throughout this block. Let them know that there is a God that looks down and even visits his people. Holy Spirit, have your way now. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah, God. God, we thank you for another Sunday. Yes, we do. And we expect something from you, God, this day. We just expect it during this Advent season, God. We expect something from you today. So as we get our Bibles and go to our reading, our scripture reading this morning, I'm going to ask as we continue in the gospel according to Luke that you would go back to the first chapter. Last week we talked about Zechariah. We're going to continue on in this first chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. And as reference to the Holy Word, I ask you to stand as you get to the first chapter. Let's go down to the 29th verse. I believe that's what it is. Okay, we're not going that far yet. Are we going to the 26th verse? And see what God has for us this day. I will be reading from the NIV Bible, the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1, starting with verse 26. And if you would follow along with whatever version of the Bible that you do have, and this is the way that it reads in the NIV. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greeting, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who said to be barren, is in her sixth month." The angel said, "For nothing is impossible with God." Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant." Mary answered, "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. You may be seated. Nothing impossible with God. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Amen. The sermonic selection this morning was so appropriate for our message title, because as we press on during this eighth year, God wants something from us. Yes, God is great, God is good, and yes, we thank him for all that he does for us. And yes, we go to him in prayer when we are in need, and sometimes just to celebrate him. But this morning, God's message for us is simply this. And I pray as all the church members begin to pray, even though on one accord, that we will receive this message and follow this title. The message simply is this: "Thou will be done." I know we say it a lot, but this day God is requiring something different out of abundant life. We want to receive this message and we want to live it out. Thou will be done. Thou will be done is what God has given us for our church on this second Sunday. Amen. Yes, our message is from the gospel according to Luke. And if you read his gospel, you'll find that Luke details how Jesus, the Son of God, entered human history. How he lived as this perfect human. How he had this perfect ministry on earth. But yet still, he was God. How he came to provide the perfect sacrifice for our sins and to show us how to be saved. Somebody ought to say amen. If Reverend Dean was standing here, he would say. Amen. So our morning text is a continuation of last week. As God told us, "Do not be afraid," as we sort of journeyed through the story with Zechariah and Elizabeth. We learn that John the Baptist was this baby that Elizabeth would have. That they were the parents of John the Baptist, the voice of one calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord. So yes, as we continue these weeks of the Advent season, we're going to take a look at the unfolding story of God's love for humanity. How God reveals the plan of salvation through Jesus the Christ. And this morning, our message opened with the angel Gabriel. The angel being sent by God. See, that's the main thing. He was sent by God to Mary. This young girl who we're told she was engaged to her boo, Joseph. See, I can imagine this young couple had many plans and many hopes for having children and spending their lives together, excited, engaged. But on this particular day, Mary's life changed without notice. See, we have told that the angel appeared to her, saying, "Greetings, you who are highly favored." Isn't that good news? He told her that the Lord is with you, Mary. The angel went on to tell her that you are highly favored. This is a young teenage girl, you have to remember. You're going to have a baby. You're going to name the baby Jesus. And this baby will be the Son of God. Can you imagine an angel coming to you and telling you that? See, I believe we are familiar with this story. But I guess I just believe God can take the familiar and do something new for us. You're going to have a baby, Mary. He's going to be called the Son of the Most High. A lot for a young, humble woman to take in. One waiting to get married. So the angel told her, "Do not be afraid." Mary wanted to know, how can this be? See, angel, you don't know that I'm a virgin. So the angel made it plain. You ever ask God for something and you want it to be plain? The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Mary, don't you be afraid and don't you doubt, because see, there is nothing impossible with God. See, this is a great point for us to hold on to. Whatever you need, whatever you desire, whatever you've been asking God for in prayer, remember, people of God, there is nothing, you got to believe this, there is nothing impossible for God. See, there is nothing too hard for God. See, we know this God, don't we, who is able to do exceedingly, to do abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. See, we have seen him do miracles in the lives of others. Oh yes, we have. So he can do the same for us. But we must believe. But people of God, just like Mary, she just listened. But as you're waiting, I would say to you, don't you give up on God. If he said it, that settles it for us. So wait on God and be of good courage, trusting and believing that God has answered your prayer. But let's go back to Mary. We're going to roll back to what Mary said. The angel said, there is nothing impossible with God. That settled it for Mary. Mary simply said what? I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Basically what Mary was saying, thy will be done in my life. I know Joseph is waiting for me at the altar, but this day some things have changed. Thy will be done in my life. God, I trust you. God, I know the plans you have for me, not to harm me, but to hallelujah. Can you say that this morning? Because many are the plans in a man and a woman's heart, but it is God's purpose that will prevail if we say yes. God ain't gonna make you do anything, but if you say yes, yes. So Mary said, may it be to me. Without knowing the future, without trying to figure out all the details, Mary trusted God completely and she moved in obedience. Mary, who was highly favored, was chosen for this awesome test to carry the Savior of the world. Come on, an awesome task for a young woman. But she stood straight and said, thou will be done in my life. I pray Joseph understand. I pray my friends understand. I pray they don't talk about me. But God, thou will be done in my life. See, I can't be concerned about what the naysayers say. I can't be concerned about who doesn't like what I'm doing or who don't understand what I'm doing. But God, have your way in my life. Come on, somebody. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. I just believe God has called you with purpose. He's called you for this season. But will you be like this young girl? Thou will be done in my life. He did tell her, don't you be afraid. So God is saying to someone this morning, don't you be afraid. Can you just say, God, I trust you. I believe your word. Thy will be done in my life. Hallelujah. And see, the journey, when you say yes, God, the journey will not be easy. Nobody said it would be easy. I heard somebody say. God's blessing for Mary. The honor of being the mother of the Messiah led to much pain. So don't you think it's going to be easy. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit. Her peers laughed at her. Her fiancé almost left her. Her son was rejected and murdered. But through it all, God never left this woman of God. Through her son, the world would have hope. Hallelujah. The world would be saved through her son. See, her submission to God was only part of the divine plan for salvation. Salvation of the world. Come on, ain't that good news? Let the church say amen. Amen. Through her pain and through her struggle. Hallelujah. Mary trusted and believed God. She put her entire life on hold for his will. Can anybody do that this morning? If God said it, people of God, that settles it. Stop going back and forth and back and forth and try and figure it out. See, you may not know all the details of the future, but don't you know who holds your future? Hallelujah, God. I just believe God chose this humble woman because he understood at her young age her level of faith. Mary's assignment affected the entire world. Mary, young, poor female. All the characteristics to the people of that day that would say, God can't use her. But God chose Mary for one of the most important tasks of the world. And she acted in obedience. Just think about it, how we think. For the leaders of the day, do you think they would have chosen Mary for this divine assignment? Really? But the Bible tells us this. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Help me, Holy Spirit. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. God does the choosing, and he uses the most unlikely people. Come on, get right with it. Think about it. God can't use me. But God does the choosing, and he uses the most unlikely people. So we're going to back up to the Old Testament, and we're going to talk about King David in 1 Samuel just for a little while. See, do you remember that Jesse had all his sons parade back and forth in front of Samuel? Handsome young men. But God said, I reject them. Samuel said, is there anybody else? Jesse said, I have a young son, a dirty young man out in the fields with the sheep. He may be a little smelly because he's with the sheep. Because, see, when you're with the sheep, you begin to smell like the sheep. Samuel says, send for David. And we know the story. David was the chosen one. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. So God warned Samuel that in the message, you must be careful as my prophet by judging anyone. The Bible tells us about King David. Yeah, he was a man after God's own heart. See, God looked at his heart. David had an unchangeable faith in God. He loved the Lord. And yeah, we know about his story. He sinned a lot. But he would always go back to ask for forgiveness. He said, create in me, Lord God, a clean and righteous heart and renew a right spirit within me. No, David wasn't perfect, and we're not perfect. The good news is we all know this. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But we know a God who forgives us all and cleans us up. God looks at the heart. When God chooses us, when God says, come, you cannot be concerned about what people think about your past. You have to focus, God, thy will be done in my life. And you walk on recognizing that I'm more than a conqueror through him who strengthens me. So as I was praying about this message, I began to just think of the world, the people of God, and just all the trouble going on. We are living in a time, yes, of injustice. We know. We understand that. Poverty, homelessness. Oh, yeah. Abuse, addiction, depression. A lot going on, but don't be deceived. God is aware of it all. But he needs his people to say, yes, God, thou will be done in my life. God, I want to be part of the solution. God, I'm sick and tired of just talking about the problem. But God, use me to your glory. And God is saying to the church, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn. See, that's the problem we have with turn from our wicked ways. I will forgive your sin. I will heal your land. But too often we want someone else out front. But this day, God is calling abundant life to say, we're going to commit. Thou will be done in my life, in my family, in my church, in my community. And God, I want to be part of that change that you're making here on earth. So as we are wondering why so much evil, why even our lives are turned upside down without notice, God, when will the struggle end? God, why don't you intervene? God said, remember, I've given you free will. I've given you dominion over the earth. Walk in your Holy Ghost power. Walk in your anointing and be part of the change. Yeah, we can praise the Lord, and God is worthy of our praise. But when are we going to get up and do something? I believe God is saying to our church this morning, whatever is going on in your life, come on, Holy Spirit. Whatever is going on in your church, you ask me to intervene in faith and watch me change some things. See, the Spirit of the Lord is asking, really, are you part of the situation, or are you part of the solution? How is it working for you when you try to do it your way? Come on, Holy Spirit. Have you sincerely prayed, God, thou will be done in our lives? Have you really prayed that in faith? Have you asked God to intervene really? See, the Bible tells us that the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The Bible says the prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective. Are you praying in faith? See, this may be a little tight in here this morning. But see, God requires something of us. We can get plenty of hallelujah sermons, run all over the place, but what are you doing for God? He said, hallelujah. Thou will be done in my church. If God gives you instructions in prayer, are you willing to be part of the answer here on earth? If he tells you what to do, will you say yes? Come on, y'all are looking at me, but will you really say yes? Or do you expect others to say yes? Will you say yes? I'm going to try to wind it up. But see, God has worked for us in year 8. He needs a group of us that say, yes, Lord, to thy will and to your way. Yes, Lord, I will trust you and obey. See, God is still choosing unlikely people. And it just may be you this morning. It just may be you this morning. His assignment may not be at the magnitude of little Mary. But whatever it is, will you say yes? Will you say yes? See, I believe in faith and works. I believe God uses us here on earth to do his work. I just believe it. So I'm going to try and close out, Holy Spirit. But this is a day that you need to do a mirror check. Don't look to your right or to your left. God doesn't say you don't have anything to tell anybody right now. I am speaking to you. Will you say yes? If it's going to threaten your reputation, if you're going to lose some friends, if people may even talk about you, will you say yes? If you have to leave some people behind, if you have to leave some of that stuff you like a whole lot that you didn't want to give up behind, will you say yes? See, Jesus said yes so many years ago for us. See, truly, he could have come down from that cross. But he decided to stay for you and for me. And God is saying, will you be part of kingdom work here on earth? Now, God doesn't need us. But he's decided to use us here on earth. Will you say yes? Holy Spirit, help me. You know who you are this morning. God says it's time for you to stop playing church. It is time for you to walk in my will and walk in my way. That I won't send you any place that I won't protect you. Often in our leaders meeting, we talk about 1 Corinthians chapter 12 about the body of Christ. That each part has a purpose. And we need every part to function if we're going to be effective. We need the legs. We need the arms. But if every part is not functioning, somebody's out of service, church. So I asked you this morning, are you out of service? Or are you moving in God's will in this body of Christ? I just want you to do a mirror check. No time to look to your right or to your left. God, I don't want to be out of service. God, speak to my heart, and if I hear you, Lord, and when I hear you, I'll say yes. But you have to remember, when God calls you, he calls you out of a place of being uncomfortable, of being comfortable. He stretches us and he molds us. Does anybody know about that? Until he gets us ready for service. God is calling our church out of the comfort zone to go out and be the difference. Yeah, we're good at worshiping and praising, and we say, hallelujah, God. But when you go outside of these walls, can you say, God, thou will be done in me outside of this church? No, you may not run about this, but I believe if you walk in your God-given purpose, you will walk in peace and you will walk in joy. God said, I'm calling someone this morning to a higher level in ministry. I've heard new levels, new devils, so get ready. But he said, be not discouraged, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Yeah, we can learn so much from this little girl named Mary. As I've said over the last few weeks, God has a great work for us, abundant life. And I pray you can hear. Individually, he wants you to do his will. And collectively, he wants us to do his will. My prayer is now, God, help our church be different. God, help our church be world changers, Lord God. Mary obedience blessed the world. And I just believe our obedience will make a difference. This message is from heaven for us. God is saying, I want you all to unite in love and surrender all to me. In order to say, I surrender all, you must say what? Thou will be done in me. See, I'm kind of looking all around now. Because this message is for our church. It may not be for someone else. But God is saying, when you walk in my will, you will see the miraculous. When you walk in my will, people will be healed in your church. When you walk in my will, whether physically or spiritually, people will be healed. But he wants us to surrender all. Holy Spirit, help me. People don't want to hear this kind of message. God is saying, when you walk in my will, you will have those financial blessings you keep praying about. When you walk in my will, marriages will be healed and families will be put back together. God is saying to somebody, when you walk in my will, chains will be broken. When you walk in my will, the spirit of unforgiveness will be eradicated. When you walk in my will and in my obedience, watch things change in your families and in your communities when you walk in my will. So I'm going to ask you to just begin to stand all over the sanctuary this morning. Are you willing to say, yes, Lord? This is not for everybody, God. Yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. Yes, Lord, I will trust you and obey. Yes, Lord, I will surrender all. God, this day I'm going to leave some stuff behind. Anything that's not Christ-like, God, I want to leave it behind this day. God, I'm going to leave it behind. I don't know what habits you need to leave behind. God is saying some people need to leave some habits behind. That anything that separates you from your relationship with God. Begin to recommit this day. If you are willing, you begin to pray in the spirit. God, speak to me. God, I've tried it my way. It has not worked. But this morning, God, I want to be real. God, I want to be authentic in my relationship with you. As a young virgin said over 2,000 years ago, may it be in me, God, as you have said. Someone needs to pray this. God, I desire to be in your will. Yes, Lord, completely yes to your will and to your way. From the bottom of my soul, yes, Lord, thou will be done in me. I'm just going to end with that because God knows what we need. God knows who needs it. And I just believe each Sunday morning he sends a message to strengthen us. Yeah, we worship and we praise our God. But we're to go out and be the difference. So the call is for the faithful few. Those who do not mind saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thou will be done. In me. Lord. Begin to sing, people of God. Begin to sing, people of God.
To the depths of my soul.
Begin to sing, people of God. We want to be different. We want to be different. We want to be different, people of God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
They talk about the church, but it's nothing wrong with Jesus. It's us. It's us.
From the bottom of my heart to the depths.
Sing, people of God.
Yes,
this is Advent season. Jesus did it all. All we have to say is yes.
My soul says yes.
This is for abundant life. This is not for old churches. This is for us. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.